This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur, Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, as believers, we embrace the New Testament teaching on baptism. It's for believers only, and it comes after conversion. But how soon after conversion? In Acts chapter 8, Philip leads an Ethiopian eunuch to Christ, and immediately following the conversion, the man asks Philip to baptize him, and Philip does it right on the spot. Immediate baptism after conversion seems to be common in the early church. Well, John, does that principle from Acts 8 have any application for us today?
I like that. I like that word immediately. And by the way, in the story in Acts 8, it was the eunuch who said, "What hinders me from being baptized?" So whatever his exposure was to the gospel and to the Christian faith, he connected it with baptism. That's why in Ephesians, Paul writes, "One Lord, one faith, one baptism." And he's talking about water baptism, that it was so inseparably linked to faith and to believing in the Lord that he could speak of it in the same breath. Baptism should come soon. Historically, the church sometimes got a little caught up in long preparations for baptism, maybe that lasted months and months, if not years. But the New Testament knows nothing of that. On the day of Pentecost, do you remember 3,000 people believed and were baptized? And there's not even a comma in there? We need to be baptized immediately after salvation. And let me say this. If you have come to Christ, put your trust in Him, acknowledge Him as Lord and Savior, and you haven't been baptized, you're disobedient. Get to a church that'll baptize you. That needs to happen.
Thanks for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you'd like more in-depth teaching from Acts, free of charge, just visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.